Do you think we should trust all the words of this Mr. Keneally? Let's find out what this next clip has to say. I think this is going to get to the point of talking about these documents at the court clerk's office. Let's see here.
He also stated that he had gone to the clerk of the court, right? He was informed, he said he had some witnesses with him, that the files were not there at the court clerk's office, but they were at your office.
No, the files have always been at the clerk's office. What the clerk of court does is when you get some of these papers that are just massively incomprehensible, they will send them over or ask me over to say, what do we even do with this? Do you understand what it is?
All right.
And I'll just say, well, this is what I think it is. This is what I don't know what it is. Put it wherever you file. It's in miscellaneous or whatever file. So, no, they are never kept here and were never kept here. If anything, they were sent down to me to look at to say, what is this, and back within a day or so. So, no,
oops.
We don't keep any of the court's files.
Did you?
We have copies.
You have copies of them, but you never had the physical files inside your office?
Not that I know of. I mean, if Jeff sent one over here, it was to look at. He may have sent one down. See, understand, these are thousands and thousands of files from registered deeds, county treasurer, and the county clerk, and the county circuit clerk.
Right.
So
right,
nobody
yeah.
understands what these are because they are not legally comprehensible in any manner. So I review as many as I can, and often it's like I go to their office, sometimes they'll send it here, and then I send it right back. So
okay, now
it came here, it passed through, it was never kept here.
Well, it sounds like somebody speaking with a little bit of double speak there, I think. Forked tongue. Let's see. He said that, well, the documents never come here. They're never in my office. Well, if they're here, they only stay here for a day or so. Blah, 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 blah. Apparently, Mr. Keneally did have those documents in his office, and they came from the court of a clerk, and you can't do that. You cannot do that. But this is typical of what you call attorney double talk, especially if they got themselves in trouble.